Were you looking for the Rift Runners show? Were you looking for a man so knowledgeable, so informed, so intelligent, so Rift-like, so fat, so living in a basement? Well, then you've come to the right place, because this is Rift Runners.
I really like when he announces with like a voice that recording has started.
Yeah, that's what Layla.
Yeah, that way I can't corny and tricky. Which we'll talk about.
It's all professional.
Alright, well, welcome to Rift Runner. I am Lyft or CD or Chuck. Not Lyft anymore, but sometimes kind of.
I still call you Lyft. And I'm curious, of course.
Alright, and here we are with another episode of Rift Runners with our awesome co-host. Because that's what she's going to be.
Maybe.
Alright. So, you know what? I was going to start out with something, and I drew a blank. Oh, the whole thing. I can't say enough. I've had so many problems with Mumble companies, and then I found one that I really liked, and I cannot say enough about podcasting with Mumble. It is really clear. Like, that last show was just stunning how great it sounds.
Yeah, I thought it sounded great.
Yeah, so very little editing involved. It really does record that well. All right, let's see. So what are we going to talk about? Well, today we're going to talk about a little tiny bit of lore. We're just going to really touch on what lore is and what can do and how it affects gaming. We're going to talk about this great letter sent from another person who was on our show, Drake, for moving to the thing. It was a really funny letter and response. And I guess we'll touch a little bit on how I guess we would like them to respond. What else are we going to talk about? I don't know, pick a topic.
Yay, Gil Banks!
Yay, Gil Banks!
Definitely.
Okay, yay, Gil Banks. Yay, Gil Banks. We're going to touch on the changes that have been made that are really successful and some future things we'd like to see. Also, we're going to talk about drama. Now, there's been a little bit of drama within the proper villains. And also, there are some proper villains guild videos, proper villains raid club videos up from when they tried to do Jolin on the old server. And we're going to talk about our raid today and we successfully got through it and this great line we heard that really, I think, would make every raid more successful. So we're going to touch on all those things. But first, I talk too much. You got to do something.
What? You're give me money?
No, not cookies? Yet. If I got money, you would get your equal share.
Ah, fantastic.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna be Drake in the letter, and I want you to be the customer service rep.
What?
Okay, you be Drake in the letter, and I'll be the customer service rep.
I don't think I can be that dry.
Okay, I'll be. That's right, because I didn't say it.
What?
Yeah, that's why I know it's true. That's why I know it's true. I didn't say it. If I said it, it's probably not true. Okay, well, you gotta read part of this, because I can't talk through the whole show.
Alright, I'll be customer service.
Okay, here we go. Alright, now there's probably gonna be funny music in the background, I haven't decided what it'll be yet, but let's assume it starts now, and here we go. So after my shard was marked as a trial shard, completely out of the blue last night, we all moved to the Belmont server. Needless to say, a bunch of us lost our names during our stint as forced refugees. Fast forward less than a day, and I accidentally get sent mail to Drake, which used to be my main's name. It is now Dre. As soon as I clicked send, I realized that I just mailed a bunch of rare artifacts to someone that wasn't me. Is it possible to have the mail returned to me? I've already lost my name during the murder of my shard and the exile of my people. Artifacts should be spared from this disaster. Thanks, Dre. Parentheses, Drake.
Hello, Kavram. Thank you for contacting us regarding Rift. We apologize for the inconvenience that this may have caused and understand how frustrating this can be. Unfortunately, we do not currently support item restores for unintended mail. However, the player who received your items in error can always, and in most cases, will return your goods. If you feel that this policy should be changed in any way, please submit feedback to alert our development team to your suggestions. You can do so via the in-game support menu under the Bugs of Feedback tab. Thank you for playing Rift.
So, what did that say, fellow Rift Runners? I'm gonna take a shot in the dark. We probably didn't even read your fucking letter.
That is right.
That is such a hilariously written, like, statement to them. Like, please, my children are starving and the orphanage is burning. We need these artifacts. They're like, dear person not even named in this email.
Right, exactly. Hello, Kavram.
Who? I'm not Kavram, goddammit. I'm Dre, or Drake. Yeah, okay. Well, and this isn't as bad as Blizzard used to be, because Blizzard has, like, these great statements that they're allowed to use, and one of them is, we understand it doesn't make sense, but it is our standard policy. Now, If you don't know what that means, let's break it down. I am aware of the fact that this does not make sense, and am hereby confirming it to you. However, we're going to do it this way, and we don't care. Now, that's not too bad. That's not too bad compared to the Blizzard response to things. So, it's not too bad at all. However, this is like, we probably didn't read your letter. Here's our cookie-cutter answer, and good luck to you, kid.
Yeah, copy and paste answer.
Please insert button here. Oh, right, there you go. So, all right, yeah, that's, I don't know. And I don't, you know what, I should ask him. I never followed up to see if he got his items back, but that's another really great line. They normally send them back?
You right. Guys, it's too bad. Because the other Drake is a Guardian. Like, he's going to send something. How can he send something? Can a Guardian send a Defiant anything in the mail?
I mean, obviously, I guess if he sent it to him.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
So, but you know, if you look at it from that angle, right? He sent him a bunch of rare artifacts. They're like, you know, 10 plaid on the auction house. Pretty much this guy just funded this guy's riding mount. That's what happened. Drake paid for this guy to get a riding mount.
He should at least say thank you.
Damn right.
I mean, come on.
I'm not sending your shit back, but thanks for the mount. So, all right. You know what? And if I see Drake in the world, I'm going to be like, did you send that shit back? I'm like, you know, look, what am I going to do? My digital avatar is like 110 pounds soaking wet. I'll be like, did you send my friend his stuff back? You know, what am I going to do? Anyways, yeah, that's one of those things. Nothing you can do. All right, let's move on. We got other great stuff to talk about today. But that's funny. I just had to share that. That, you know, just... You can see where Rift became big business that day. So, all right, what else were we going to talk about? Future changes and changes. Well, you know what? Let's go to the raid. What did we do tonight?
We went to Greenscale. Kick some butt.
And, well, give us a walkthrough. Because you're you are the guild leader of Reborn Destiny.
I'm not the raid leader.
Oh, you're the guild leader? I am.
I was just following along. Oh, no. We went in and, let's see. This is sad.
Can you just tell them who we killed? And how many times it took each guy, I guess.
Oh, no, it was pretty easy. We went in and killed the Duke. The Duke is always easy to kill. And then we went in and killed Jolin. And he usually gives us a hard time, but the first we wiped once to start, and then second time we killed him. Like, it was nobody's business. It was awesome. So we stroll on down to the Oracle. And so, you know, Jolin's so tough, so we're thinking, Oracle, oh my god, this is going to be tough. And we went over the strat, and it sounded really confusing at first. There's a lot of stuff going on. So we had to do a pull just to figure out where everybody should be standing and what's going to come and get us. And after that first pull, we killed him on the second try. And he was like a chump.
It was, you know what, and the best part was, so we kill Oracle, and there's this huge cheer. Yeah! And the debuff that you're supposed to get away from the raid group is still on somebody, and they're all in the middle of a cheer when they wipe everyone out.
That was amazing. It was like a big ta-da after killing him. Yay, we won!
We're what all the dead. Hell?
It was awesome.
So yeah, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that thoroughly, though, because it really did sound like, yeah, we did it. What the hell? So yeah, I enjoy it. I think that's why I like raiding so much. It's such a, like, an exciting, you know, we've beaten Jolin before, we've beaten Duke before, but it still is, like, a big feeling to, like, get to that point. You know, a good example is, we actually had trouble with Duke because we changed our lineup up, last week. And it was hard, but when we beat him, it was that same fresh feeling of, you know, fuck yeah, we rock!
Anyway. Yeah. You know, I thought it was pretty good, because we did have a new tank for Duke, and it was his first time pulling it, and second time we pulled, I mean, he was dead, no big deal.
You know what, let me put out a special shout-out to our friends, Moko, who saves me the greatest headache in the world, because he lets me use a little Chloro thing, so I feel important, and a little Chloro cost reducer, so then I feel good about myself again, and of course, Tenzin, which, you know, really tanked that, and I always talk about Mist on the show, and Ven. You know, Ven should die every pull, but that's just my personal opinion. And and I think those guys should get a spotlight there. The Tenzin really pulls through on those fights, and it's really enjoyable to have these same guys go and do these things and, you know, learn them. And, you know, matter of fact, when we got to Prince Hylas, or Hyjal, or however you say his name, our big problem was we actually didn't have enough tanks. Which then became, you know, that fight, you know, we were looking at videos and doing research, which is another thing. I can't say it enough. If you're in a raid, research. Research, research.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and did you watch the video Ruff put up?
Actually, I did not.
Ruff put up this video, and it had the how to do the Oracle fight, because we'd never actually successfully done it. So we go and we do the Oracle fight, and we're going through it, and there's a line in the video, though, that says, that breaks it down. The Duke fight is a raid check, okay? Checks your raid and your consistency. The Jolin fight is a DPS check. It checks your DPS on the bomb. The Oracle fight is a personal responsibility check. one man will wipe your raid.
Exactly.
That is how every raid should be, honestly. That is a moment in the raid where it's like, this is easy if all of you are paying attention. Because if you're not, you're all screwed.
Exactly.
Just knowing that alone, suddenly it was like, oh yeah, we've got this. Because just that bit of information, we didn't have anybody we were, suspect of in the raid.
And that's what makes it so good when you win a battle like that and kill a boss like that, because everybody has to be responsible. You have to own it. If you get that curse or whatever, you have to get out of the way or you kill everybody. And there's no way you could say, it wasn't your fault, because it says your name across the screen. There's no way out of it. You just have to take responsibility and follow through. And that's what makes it awesome, because you have 20 people in there, and we have to coordinate and work together. And when it pans out, it's awesome.
Exactly. And this breaks down into smaller terms. Ravani was telling me this story about he ended up in this group. And again, personal responsibility. And this is what it comes down to. Nobody in this raid could have said, it wasn't me, it wasn't my fault. We all get to see who has the buff. And when it went off, we absolutely knew who did it and why we wiped. Immediately, what happened? Did you not understand? Okay, no rage, no hate. This is, we fixed this, and bam. That guy got the debuff three more times, and we never wiped. He always did it right. Personal responsibility is a two-way street. It's not just you, then the raid is responsible for themselves, too. Now, if you break it down to smaller terms, I talked about this a few shows ago, pet control. If you take, and I don't know why people do this, but if you take your DPS pet into a dungeon, that is the pet you should have out. If you have your tank pet, and he's pulling aggro off of things, and then whatever jumps onto your tank pet breaks free from your tank pet and runs loose into the group, well, you can't say that's not your fault, because you are doing something wrong. It's that simple mechanic. If you know you're doing something wrong, own it, move on, and then it gives all of you a chance to progress forward. Same is true with raids, same is true with everything you do with a group of people. Acknowledge your shortcoming, move forward. If you find people doing things that are, off-keister or really kind of, dissentering, don't add to the dissenter. Don't disrupt further by raging and trying to force them. And a simple answer Ravani did was, okay, I'm not going to fight with you. If you're not going to do this and you're going to keep raging and you're going to keep ruining the group, I'm going to vote to kick you. Yeah, simple answer. Simple answer. Simplest answers are always the best answers, And sometimes it seems mean, and I'm not advocating, hey, if somebody pisses you off, kick them out of a group.
Oh, no, not at all. I fully agree with that. And if someone's doing something wrong, like having a pet, the tanking pet out instead of the DPS, a pet out, you just tell them. If they don't know why, tell them why. And if they refuse to do so, then bloop. Yeah, buddy.
I'm gonna talk about this thing, we're on a different server now, and I'm not too worried about it, but there was a guy in our raid once. His name was, I don't use names, but I don't know how to reference it. He was a cleric, though, okay? Throughout the raid, kept referencing how drunk he was during pull. Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Was it me?
No. But he'd do great damage, and then he'd do really shitty damage. And when I say shitty, it's possible with a lot of really good DPS in a group that you don't shine. The guy only has so many hit points, and everybody's dumping DPS into him. And so, okay, so you're not up at, 2K DPS because things are dying really fast, okay? The problem is this guy's shining on the small stuff. Boom, he's, huge DPS on the little stuff. But during the boss fights, he's not only is he erratic and talking in the middle of the pulls, but he's also, 200 DPS. And it became a problem. So, normally, now this guy on Dimroot, where he came from, was notorious for overpulling before the tank had aggro. And it's a funny thing, because Reno, one of the guys in the Proper Villains raid club, is hilarious about telling stories about how this guy's notorious, just watch him, and if it gets bad, heal me. And it's funny, because he's not like, heal him, save him, it's heal me. Heal me as fast as you can, because he'll run in and just grab everything he just pulled aggro on. Okay, this guy's in a raid situation, where he is failing to perform, okay? Drake says something to him twice, and then finally he is rotated out of the raid so that someone else can be brought in. This guy rage quits the guild, starts sending hate tells, and drama ensues, because someone in our guild, who normally never has anything to say, and is sometimes a little uptight, begins also sending hate tells to Drake, because apparently she had this guy come in. This is how Drake handled it. Yo, hey, you remember this?
I remember this now, yes.
Drake handled it the following. I'm sorry you weren't happy, and you already quit the guild, so it seems like you've already made a decision. I don't see what the point of this conversation is. Guy raged again, He said, okay, fine, I understand, you made your point. He then slash ignored this guy and then said to the guy, to the lady in our guild, I put your friend on ignore, and I'm not going to talk about this anymore. This has gone on too long, and I want to do the raid. I'm sorry your friend is unhappy, but he was failing. You are welcome to go with him, but I would rather you just calm down and see it from my side. Everything smoke blew over. We're done talking about this. The threat is clear. I will ignore you. I will. You can leave too if you want. And all of a sudden, drama stops. 6.5 minutes. 6.5 minutes from this guy dropping out to this being solved. That's a bathroom break. That's a bathroom break. Tonight, we had a similar issue where there was a misunderstanding. Immediately, bathroom break. The length of a 10-minute bathroom break, the issue is resolved. That is how you deal with drama. You have to get it done quickly, concisely, and cleanly.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I mean, the sooner you deal with it, the better, because if you let drama fester, that's when it's really bad, because then this person's upset, tell another person they get upset, and before you know it, it's a wildfire. So it's good to just get it out and address it and take care of it, and then we can move on.
Manners and fucking awesomeness. That is all it takes. Manners, you know, if you are that awesome, then everyone will want to go with you, true, unless you're a dick, and then it doesn't matter how awesome you are. No one's willing to put up with you. So, less drama, more rain, you know? I don't like the QQPPU thing, because that's stupid. But alright. Alright, so, well, some of the things that we liked that came and went in the guilds, and some things we were talking about were, now some people came to you, and you were talking to some people about some changes they'd like to see. Now, what was some of the things that you heard?
Well, something that I've heard, and I also agree with, is more dungeons. Because there are some people that are fully, you know, have all the plat gear that they can have with extra plaques, with extra plat gear. Like, I'm already working on my tank set of plat gear. And the dungeons just get kind of boring after a while, and I just wish they had more, or, you know, a change of scenery, something. So it'd be awesome if they could bring in more dungeons to the game, because that's fun. Everybody likes to do those.
Agreed, absolutely. And then, I don't know, a change of pace. Because really, there are still things you can do with the plaques, like collecting corrupted souls. Then you get to a point, which I've hit, I don't need another soul belt because I don't really heal that much anymore. So I have one soul engine. That soul engine is maxed out. I can't get any better lessers in it now. And what do I do with the pieces from it? You know, what do I do with all these fucking inscribed source stones now? You know?
Well, yeah, exactly.
What good does this do me? Well, I still like going to the raids because I like doing it with the guys. I like, you know, hanging out and being like, hey guys, let's go do a raid rift tonight. And it's fun. It's interactive. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm bored. Let's all get drunk and kill some shit. You know, it doesn't always go well. The fire raid, I hate that fire raid with passion. Every time BB gets it, we always do it on one of our drunken nights. I don't know why, but it seems like it's like, hey, we're going to get fucked anyways. Let's go do it the fun way.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's
not
true,
that
yeah.
bad. We did well tonight.
Yeah. We do it, like, we get to the thing, and then it's like, you know, guys are getting blasted by the dragon firing stuff. They're like, oh, fucking dragon, like, blaming him. But, you know, that's it. That's, you know, that's the kind of stuff I do right now. But I think I would love to see some more official stuff. Things that are not like, hey, let's invent fun ways to fuck around.
You what, sorry?
What?
What?
I said I think I would like to see some more official stuff from Treon instead of playing, hey, let's invent fun ways to fuck around.
Right. No, I hear you. Like, the hard thing, too, is we have alts now, or we have new guildies, and, you know, they need to run these dungeons. And it's like, oh, do we really want to run IT again? Really?
Right.
So, yeah.
You know, look at it like this. It's really hard for us to level alts, because when guys need help, they're generally not always in our level bracket. And then we have real lives, so those two things, it's hard for us to level alt. So then the best way for us to do it, we all get together and we go do a dungeon together, because that's fat.
Oh, yeah.
How many fucking times do I have to see Deep Strike Mines?
I know, right?
I gotta do Tier 2s, everybody wants to do Deep Strike Mines. I get on the Lobies, everybody wants to do Deep Strike Mines. Shit, man, I need something to do than fucking Deep Strike Mines or Darkening Deeps. Just two more dungeons right there, you know, just two more of anything. This is a tunnel. There's a snake in it. Find him, you win. Oh, boy. That'd be fine with me. I just, oh, man, it's just so frustrating. Well, another thing is the saga, the Endless Saga quest, which I am derelict. I have not done any of it.
I've only done some of it.
And it's hard. It's hard, but it's made easier with the lore thing, and that kind of brings us into some things that I would like to see, because someone said they would like to see more time sync. This is one of those things that is a time sync that's overly done. But what if... What if there were several of these lore-type quests that had big payoffs and had alternatives to ending them? And all of the alternatives were, you know, things that really didn't make a huge difference in your game. Like, would you rather have the mount or the eye candy pet? Or one of these, one of the three different mounts. And, you know, it's make it the same length as the Saga Quest, only, you know, the difficulty obviously you'd lower. Those are things people could do with very little, I don't know, development in the game. Like, come on, I mean, right now the new invasion thing is going on. A giant rat drops out of it, and that's the new mount. The rat looks suspiciously like the ape mounts from the Mathosians, if you haven't seen one.
Really? I haven't seen one myself.
It looks just ridiculously like one of these Mathosian things.
That's funny.
So, you know, it doesn't have tusks. I think that's the big difference. But it's the same model. It's obviously the same model. So, you know, there's that. You could do that easily. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, anything like new mounts, new pets. I would even say new outfits. Even though guys don't really think about that sort of thing, they do. They want to be cool. Like, Drake is sporting around his little... He's got a new hat with a feather in it.
Hell yeah.
He is so stupid.
I've been trying to get... Well, you know what that fucking hat is, right? That's that stupid thing he gets from the referral friend.
He doesn't look stupid.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah.
But... He looks ridiculous. Ridiculous. But, no, look... It's good that you have that kind of stuff, but, like, I care about it. I'm trying to get that stupid Mathosian plate armor, because I'm a mage, and that's funny.
Exactly.
Clink, 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 boom! I really am a tank! See?
Mage tank for the win.
That's right. So, I don't know. I think it's one of those things people really just don't give enough thought to. Guild banks were really successful, though. I really like the implementation of the guild bank. Even with tithe, you know, you might not get a whole lot out of doing that, but the tithe could easily pay for repairs out of a raid or something.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited about the guild banks. Yay! But yeah, they're expensive. We bought the first two, and I forget how much the next one is. I think it's like 1,500?
Yes.
Yes.
1,500 flat for the next one. That's just crazy. Well,
it is.
You know what else they changed was the bind to account item. And do you remember the Touch of Shade item you could buy from the World Event vendor?
Yeah.
Made you glow purple?
Poiple.
I have one, and now I can send it to any other of my other characters on that server.
There you go.
And that's useful. That's, you know, I'm probably not going to get that stupid thing again. I think that is handy. Even though I just got done talking about time sinks and adding more, I think the fact that there are some things that be, for the rest of your life, you know, or the duration of this game, might be unaccomplishable again. Let's go ahead and make them, you know, be able to move between characters that couldn't have participated in that.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I like that. I don't know how it's going to work. I'm going to test this. And you know what? I hope some of you guys write in if you test this out, in case I don't get around to it. The seals buy items from the Rune Guard vendors. And all of the necklaces, when you look at it, they're all clerics. When I look at them, they're all mage. They also say something very interesting. Do you know what that is? That's a question.
Oh, I was hitting the wrong key. Yeah, I'm talking event right now. No. No. What is that?
That doesn't sound canon at all. It is, they are bind to account. But that would imply that I'd have to have another mage, right? Because I got the thing, what if it isn't that I have to have another mage? What if I bought it on my mage, and I sent it to, say, my rogue? Which, I don't know, you know, don't bother writing. Yes, I have a mage and I have a rogue, and I understand they're both DPS, and I don't care. Okay, so... I want to buy one and test it out, but I think that would be handy, because it's easier for me to farm these things right now during the event for my rogue on my mage. Now, that being said, the event's going to end in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, I think is what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make level 50 in 2 or 3 weeks. However, for the record, before he says something after, this will be the one he listens to. My best friend Ruff, made 50 in 8 days, and he likes to remind me how...
He's a machine.
He is a machine.
He's a machine, yes.
He's
really
not human. He likes to rub in that it's not that hard. You know,
right.
But he doesn't sleep, and he needs very little sustenance, and he's a big dude. I don't understand how he functions. I think he's part cyborg.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I put that on the internet. I like it rough, part cyborg. Okay, so it must be true. So, all right, well, I guess, I don't know, we've eaten up 30 minutes. But yeah, I think, what would you like to, I want you to talk for a little bit, you know, run your mouth a little bit. What would you like to see change in the game in the future?
I already answered that question.
No, I mean, like, aside from the, you know, the basic things, like, where would you like
to see? The dungeons, the more dungeons thing.
Right, but, I guess what I'm pointing at is, like, end content. Like, do you want to see higher levels? Do you want to see it go to the way WoW did, like expanding to a new continent? Like, a year from now, what would you like to see has changed in the game?
Well, if it's within a year, levels would be good, but right now I don't think we need an increase in levels. I would love to see more dungeons, like I said before, and I'd like to see more raid content. Right now we're kicking some butt, and we are doing the green scale, and we're getting through that, and we're doing reverse souls right now, so it'll be a matter of time before that's done. So seeing some more raid content is always awesome.
Right, and you know what? I'm gonna talk about this before I forget. It actually was a benefit to be a part of a raid club. Again, I can't push that enough. Because we went to River Souls, and it didn't go badly, but we had trouble getting past the first little note. And then we found out through the raid club, since we hadn't killed any bosses and we weren't locked to it, Drake and I... Did you go on that one?
Yeah, I was there, dude.
What we learned, we can skip that stupid focus thing. And then we almost beat the Warmaster Galenar. It's, you know, it's all personal responsibility again. If you get that thing, you heal him, and we can't afford to heal him. We got 5.5 minutes to beat him. So, I mean, you know, that's live and learn. And because of the raid club, we learned a lot through experience. We were having trouble gaining through videos. So
absolutely, yeah. So we were able to just go in there and actually practice a lot, I guess you'd say. So for when we go in there as guild, we'll know what to do.
Right, absolutely. And so many of us already practiced and know our roles. Like, I will immediately be taking one of the Chlora roles on the outside, and I'll be able to walk the other guy through it. We'll be able to be very clear about, you know, getting between the Chlora and the group. And it should go smoothly, very smoothly, as a matter of fact. You know,
that's, I think we could do it.
Hands down, that is one of the best benefits to having the raid club. Also, June GP, and I'm saving up Planarite. That's my big thing that I'm down in money into and time. I'm trading in my inscribed source stones to get Planarite so that I can buy the Quantum Sight, because I don't have it yet. Did you get the Quantum Sight?
Nope.
Yeah, it's expensive. It's really, really expensive. But it does let you get into GP, and it's a 10-man. It's a little bit easier to man and field. But we downed the third boss, and that is excellent. You know, that's huge.
Yeah, it's totally awesome. I mean, it's not like we go in there all the time. We've only been there maybe 3 times as a guild. I don't know. So it was pretty good.
Absolutely. And all those guys had more chances at loot, which, again, is huge. Even though, and we do two separate systems, like, that was an official guild raid, even though it was all guildy. So yep. Then they didn't use DKP, they made rolls. Somebody got this, like, mega staff out of there. You know, it's amazing to me the things that are available right now that people just aren't aware of and are doing. Because River of Souls was this big big no-no. Oh, you can't do River of Souls, it's so hard. Again, it's not hard if your whole raid is paying attention and you all function well as a team. And, you know, you can do that, as proven, in a raid club, in alliances, you know, get some guys together and start learning the raids. Then you can go back to your corresponding guilds and take the information you've learned and make that experience better for them.
Ooh, you made me think of something else that I would like to see. Because I come from EverQuest 2, and in that game, a lot of the raiding that we did, the loot, were raid sets. Like, you'd get a set for a cleric or a set for a tank or whatever. I would like to see some sets of armor or gear so you can get a bonus on it. I think that would be kind of neat.
Yeah!
So that it'll be goal-oriented. It's like, I got the chest piece and the shoulders, now I need to get, you know, the boots or whatever. But then you get a cool bonus. And so you have more drive for it.
That is a brilliant idea. That is something I'd like to see. That doesn't even have to be an expansion kind of thing. That could be something implemented.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, let's wrap it up here. And I don't know what song's going to be on the end.
Oh, no.
The end song.
No, I have a question for you.
What?
Sarissa would be upset if I didn't ask you this question.
Okay. I'm listening.
Oh, yes. Okay, so my question for you. So we were chatting, or I was hanging out with some guildies and stuff, and somehow this came up, and I was like, aw, you're so cute. And he was like, cute is for puppies. So apparently calling a guy cute is a no-no, or not good. Totally non-game related, sorry. So I just want your thoughts on that, because, you know, then Sarissa and I started talking about that, and he's like, yeah, I don't know. And so it's for science. Clue me in.
For science, and in the reference... of girls that actually play MMOs.
Exactly. This is a girl wanting to know.
I will educate. Now, again, let's define some parameters, which is going to be funny. This is going to be the best part of this show. Is going to be the last 10 minutes. First off, Sarissa is not a dude trying to get in your pants, which means that he's telling you the truth.
Yes, totally.
Unfortunately, all guys on MMOs have like an 80% chance to just be so amazed that you're a girl playing an MMO that they're going to impress you with their MMO awesomeness. And then you're in love with them and want to have their babies. So outside of that weird area where people are just real, I don't personally find being called cute offensive. Uh-huh. My wife, on the other hand, would probably be offended if women started randomly calling me cute. So I can see that as being a problem. But No, I wouldn't see it as offensive. However, we're in this this world where, I don't know if you've heard this phrase, but there's a phrase that goes around a lot on the internet now called no homo. Have you heard that phrase?
No, I have not heard that phrase.
It is added quickly to any statement where it might be construed that you are showing an effeminate side. For instance, dude, I think those pants look really awesome on you. No homo.
I understand.
So, I mean, a dude calling another dude cute, I could see that as being uncomfortable and no homo wouldn't save you. However, I mean, no, I think calling a dude cute is okay.
Really? Because I hear that that's not cool. Like, I even brought this up to Drake, and he was like, no, well, you don't call me cute. But, you know.
Let me put it to you like this. And I'm not, let me think of a nice way to say this so that I'm not, like, bragging. I'm not saying I have more world experience than Drake, especially. However, I am older than both of them, so let me side that my
wise one.
My longevity is a little bit more in tuned with the world than, say, theirs. And this is where it comes down to. You can say anything nice to me, and I appreciate it. However, you can say you just look adorable in that dress, and if I'm wearing a bathrobe, I'm going to be pissed off. Plus, I want to know why you're in here while I'm wearing a bathrobe. But, you know, that's just me. So, yes, I think you can call... Chicks can call guys cute. Guys cannot call guys cute. And chicks cannot call... No. Some people pay to watch that kind of thing. Chicks call other chicks cute. So, yes, I think it's completely acceptable. And if it's not, well, then that's not a problem with you. That's a problem with them and their security.
Right. All right. That's for science. There you go, Sarissa.
Which, by the way, broke my heart. Sarissa, for those of you who have never heard this name before, and I'm sure you haven't, I've never mentioned it, I lovingly call Captain Handlebars, because Captain Handlebars, and I will ask to use a picture on the show, so it might not be this one, but the next one, Captain Handlebars has the most awesome mustache I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And Handlebars, rest in peace, had to shave his handlebars off. And
I was
said,
shocked. It stopped me in the middle raid.
Yeah, he's been dying at the beginning of every poll, and I said it's because his good luck charm is gone.
We had a bad night on that one. Yeah,
you know what? We do that a lot. We actually, and I don't know if you know this or not, you know we pay each other on those bets. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, you ever hear us when we start and we're like, I bet you such and such is the first one down?
Oh.
You know we actually pay those bets up. It is the dumbest, most entertaining game, and what I said to Sarissa today was so honest. If you get into a bet with someone else who is responsible for your safety, that bet should not be, I will not be the first one dead. Because then that tank doesn't hit the taunt, and he steps to one side while the thing comes running at you.
Mm-hmm.
Which may or may not be what happened to Sarissa, I'm not saying.
Oh, no.
But
you're in trouble now.
But Ben has been known to do that while tanking. I say, oh, fuck you, I'm not dying first. I bet you a plaid I will not die first. Next thing I know, I nuke something, and it turns out Ven hasn't hit one taunt yet. He's been waiting for me to hit it.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
So, yeah. Never bet on the man responsible for your safety. Never. Sorry. All right, well, I think that's the end of the show. Now, you don't like the end song.
No, I do like the end song, but when it's, you know, playing over our voices, it's like, chicka, chicka, chicka.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to use the other song I sent you without the voiceover, and that's going to be our going out. So we're going out to Bad Company.
Sounds good.
Which I love. All right. Well, that's it. That's it for Rift Runners. Please write into the show, jimandrootriftrunners@gmail.com, or comment here on Blogspot. You can find us at riftrunners.info. It'll take you to all of those things. Anything else you want to say?
Hi, Mom.
All right. That's all. Also, I'll put a link to it, because my daughter was so nice to advertise me on her show. I want to advertise her show on my show.
So it's awesome.
I'm going to put the Lili show on here. It'll be in the show note. So, all right, well, that's it. I am Lyft /CB/Chuck, and we are the Defiant. Bad Company.